talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home to your tender, sweet loving. You're my one and only one. World needs a bit of taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Leon Bridges with Coming Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for putting today's home theme song together. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page. Make a comment requesting a song, and if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer of Remark Landscape Architect Studio, also Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath, Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors, custom builder Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders, and also remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Well, the I know everybody this time of year has got a project around the house, and if you are in search of the of a specific type of contractor or where to buy supplies for your home, don't forget to visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. You'll there's lots of great inspiration on our website, and you'll definitely find what you're looking for. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. J.R., take a moment and tell everybody about Remark Landscape Architecture.
Yeah, we are a full-service landscape architecture studio, and I refer to full-service as a design only. But we see everything from design through the construction observation, overseeing contractors. We're going in our 10th year. We have a small boutique studio with three employees. So there's a team of five of us, including my wife. And we just love design. We love making people's yards and outdoor environment better and just working with folks to have the best quality design that they can that meets their budget.
Good deal. Well, you may have seen JR out at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival a couple weekends ago. Remark Landscape Architecture had a display out there, and I remember one homeowner in particular came in at the entrance and said, "Do you have any landscape architects? Because my homeowner association requires that that we hire a landscape architect to do the plan to present to the HOA board. And we send them right to you.
Yeah, that's great. And we do a lot of that because there are several communities in the area, Daniel Island, Beresford Hall, Ion, and others, but they in Kiowa, but they require to have a landscape architect early in on the process.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what do you? What are the services that you as a landscape architect provide to those homeowners?
Yeah, those homeowners, we typically provide a site analysis, an inventory of, you know, whether they're building a new home or renovating a home, which is really looking at the site, looking at the architecture, how everything works together, provide them conceptual design services, grading and drainage plans, and then final construction documents. And we also really try to oversee the construction that the landscape contractor is installing to ensure that everything is done correctly, or if we need to make field changes, that the field changes are appropriate for the design.
Well, there, I'm sure you had a homeowner or two maybe who griped about being forced, in air quotes, to hire a landscape architect, but at the end of the project, they were probably very, very happy that they did, and it's kind of like going to the doctor. You may not like to do it, but you'll feel better afterwards.
No, it is. I mean, we do hear that, like, man, why do we have to hire a landscape architect? But, I mean, really, it is important because what we do is we're trained in design, looking at the outdoor environment and collaborating, you know, with the architect or the home designer, the homeowner, and the site. So in the end, especially if they're looking to really create a nice outdoor environment, it's a win-win for everyone. I mean, we're building this relationship with this client that they can call us years from now. That's what we truly try to build in our business. It's not just that one-time design, but, you know, work with clients over the years, you know, because sometimes we just do master plans. Mm-hmm. And things change, or they may decide that they add on to their house or something, or, hey, we decided we want a pool. So how do we incorporate those changes in as they evolve over time? Mm-hmm. And we can do that with a design.
Sure. And that's a great word that you just used, evolve. And, you know, because a lot of times in your backyard, when you buy a house or you build a house, you don't have your yard complete at the end of construction. It's a project that you work on over time, and but what's important, we always talk to us about that, is to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, then you're just going to kind of do things piecemeal, and you're going to like a common mistake people make, you've told me, is they plant trees or plantings too close to the house, and as they grow, then they become a problem. Or maybe there's that puddle of standing water in your backyard that, you know, you're like, gosh, I never thought of drainage when I started my backyard project. And that's something Remark Landscape Architecture can help a homeowner with from start to finish.
Yeah, we look at all that. I mean, drainage is really important. And that's something as a firm that we really focus on as part of a really key component of the design, and sometimes that's actually the driving factor of a design, is how do we get rid of this water?
Mm-hmm. Just steer it over to your neighbor's
property,
right?
And that's the one thing that we're not allowed to do in South Carolina. We're not supposed to put water across the property line. So when we're looking at, we can't tie into maybe a drainage easement or something, it's how do we keep all this water on your property?
Yeah, I was reading a letter to the editor recently that was talking about all the hard surfaces that are going up and replacing, you know, the soil and grass and so forth. And where does the water go? No wonder downtown Charleston floods.
You know, that's one thing. Actually, I was just having a conversation today with someone, and we talked about downtown specifically. And we're working on a project where it's an urban project, commercial, but we're talking about incorporating rain gardens in the street, which would be the first for the city of Charleston. Hmm. And I'm thinking that's really not even enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really feel like in downtown Charleston, we need to be having a multi-pronged approach to battling the storm waters and high tides with permeable pavings, green roofs, and rain gardens. And I think over time that really helps, because downtown over the years, all the flooding's happened because we filled the streams in,
right,
over the last couple hundred years, and that's where the main flooding is. But as we add these larger buildings, even a house, I mean, you go into a community where it used to be wetlands and forest, as we build houses over and over, we add roads, that's adding to that stormwater effect. So if we can dissipate that on your lot, that helps everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in some communities require that you know, only a certain percentage of the lot of your property is allowed to have impervial. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, pervious versus impervious. Yeah.
So they require that you use pavers that allow the water to kind of sink mm-hmm. into the ground through the cracks and so forth.
Yeah, right? You see a lot of that in Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, and Wild Dunes.
Right, it's a good idea for anybody. We have pavers at our house, and they work great. The water does not sit on the surface; it just goes right in between the cracks.
Yeah.
Well, JR, talk about what's happening today in Charleston in terms of how busy everybody is, all of the building and remodeling companies, the landscape companies. You know, do people have unrealistic expectations today?
Charleston is definitely going through a renaissance of building. I mean, you can see with the cranes and things and what they said, I think there's like 45 or 50 people moving mm-hmm. here a day. In the 18 years that I've lived here, we have never seen everything's just so busy. And so right now, the expectations need to be realistic. Right now, I'm really, before I can even touch a design, I'm like 3 weeks out for most times. Sometimes I can squeeze in a thing if you really need to get something done for review or something. Mm-hmm. But everyone is so busy right now, and everyone's trying to stay busy without hiring as many people. And so everyone has a full plate, and we're not trying to work crazy hours. We still want to have a good balanced life. So what we're doing now is people that are coming to us, we're not really designing something that maybe could get it installed this summer. We're really looking probably late summer, fall mm-hmm. to get something implemented, because all the contractors are 4 to 8 weeks out.
Wow.
And it hasn't happened like this in a long time. And so we're seeing a shortage of skilled labor, and it's starting to affect the landscape trades now.
Right. I always tell people, you know, whatever project, building, remodeling, landscape project that you have, if you're not experienced with this, you've really got to disconnect yourself from reality and just you're not gonna. It's nothing personal. You might not get that return phone call as quickly as you want. You might have to be the one that calls that contractor a couple times, and don't get mad about that. That's just the way it is. You kind of have to. It's not the same customer service that you might get at I don't know, when you are ordering something online or what have you, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and the one thing that we really try to pride ourselves in is really good communication, and I try to call people back well within 24 hours. But it's harder now. I sit there, and even though I have a good relationship with the contractors, sometimes they just can't make things happen. They right. want to, but they just can't.
Right. Well, you just hit the nail on the head. If you have good communication, as long as there's some communication going, people understand. Like, it's when they're told one thing, and then nobody shows up on the day they're supposed to, and there's no call or anything like that, yeah. That's when you start to get irritated.
It is very frustrating, and it's happened to us recently on a couple of projects where contractors supposed to be there on a certain day, and they just didn't tell us there was a delay, and I'm having to call and say, well, why weren't you there? The homeowner's calling me, and I'm having to facilitate that communication and say, you know what, we have to get this communication back online, because communication is really key. It's, mm-hmm. it's the, you know, just to say I can't be there, just be honest.
Right. Well, I think the message that you're sending is for people to try to plan ahead as far in advance as possible, and to be patient, and you know, just don't expect to snap your fingers and have that perfect outdoor project overnight. It's gonna take a little time, and we live in a beautiful place here in Charleston, and the secret's out. Lots of people are moving here, and we see that on the roads when we're driving around, and the stop and go traffic, and that's just the new reality, the new normal, as they say, that we have to deal with. So, but one of the best things you can do is give landscape architect J.R. Kramer a call. How can they get in touch with you, J.R.?
Yeah, they can give us a call at the studio at 843-952-7817. They can go to our website, remarkstudiollc.com.
Very good. Excellent. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer. with Remark Landscape Architectural Studio. Thanks so much, JR.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco is a design and install kitchen and bath company. We do all kinds of cabinetry and countertops. We design the space either from architectural drawings or from homeowner meetings or homeowner renderings, and we order and fabricate the materials and install it in your home.
Very good. And what brands of cabinetry does Jilco carry?
We have a lot of underlying brands, or we use a mixture of brands. We typically just refer to it as Jilco cabinets because we may take certain elements from various different catalogs and combine them together. But some of the brands that you may know, or we have a higher-end line of craft-made cabinets called Vantage, and then there's another one called Omega. But there's a few lines, but it's not stuff that are household names.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And people are not as concerned with the brand, I guess, of a cabinet as they are, you know, the style. And what are some of the more popular styles these days of cabinetry?
Well, they're very concerned with the style of the doors and the moldings and the finish. They're looking to that a lot, and they're also looking to the specifications on how it's built. So what the industry is lacking in maybe branding and truly big names that you would associate in other industries, they're very interested in how they're put together, especially for an end homeowner. Builders are also interested in that, but they're maybe a little bit more interested in the outer exterior aesthetic of it. Mm-hmm. So our showroom is, it can be a little overwhelming because there's a lot of visuals there to decide what you want it to look like on, not only aesthetically, but how you want it to function and how durable you want it to be. Mm-hmm.
How long has Jilco Kitchen and Bath been around?
We started in Mount Pleasant on Ben Sawyer Road in 1991.
1991, wow. Yep. So over 25 years.
Yep, long time.
Congratulations on that. You must have a lot of happy customers over the years.
Yep, about 12,000 kitchens we've completed.
Nice, very nice. And does Jilco Kitchen and Bath, you folks work mostly with directly with builders or with homeowners or a combination?
We work in lots of different relationship setups. It can be with builders that they will send in customers. Very common. We'll work with a builder and do his work, and he'll send in a customer because they're custom homes. And then that customer usually gets to decide what they want, and we kind of help them in conjunction with the builder as to how they want to stay in his budget. Mm-hmm. We also have just walk-ins. We're right on Clements Ferry Road, so we get a lot of walk-ins. We also do stuff for architects. We do some light commercial dental upfits and stuff like that. So it's lots of different relationships, but our main focus is on doing the cabinetry and the countertops, and it's usually middle price point stuff. It's usually upper middle class type of homes that we're doing to lower high end.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about somebody who might be remodeling a house?
Somebody that's remodeling a house, they'll come to us before they even have a remodeling contractor, so we usually help with that as well. But that can take on a lot of forms. I mean, you've got people that will just come in and say, I want to redo my kitchen, and it will be kind of just a footprint kind of job. And they may just do it with very limited subcontractor base to something that may have architectural drawings. So we do an extreme amount of remodeling, but all different levels of what the scope is.
Mm-hmm. Is before we started the interview, you mentioned that Jilco Kitchen and Bath does a lot of rehab work. Is that, am I using the same term, rehab, remodel?
Yeah, it's remodeling, but there's an extreme amount of rehabilitation work going on in especially downtown Charleston, the upper part of the neck, all up through Park Circle. We're seeing homeowners that are buying houses that need a lot of work. We're seeing builders buying houses that need a tremendous amount of work from straightening out the foundation and the framing and, you know, just rehabilitating old houses. So that's a very, very busy area of just kind of renewing our existing housing base that we have.
Mm-hmm. And the nice part about that is you a lot of times you can keep kind of the older charm of that house, keep the original charm, but modernize it with a nice, beautiful new kitchen.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of modernization ergonomically and spatially that we end up doing. And some of that charm remains. I mean, you may have a wall that is, you know, 3 inches out of plumb and 8 foot tall, and that will stay. I mean, they're making the house sound or leaving some of the old moldings and then having new cabinets. But it all is going to function as if it was new construction as far as the kitchen function.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the more popular colors? Is it still the whites and the grays in the kitchen?
The whites and the grays are still kind of the go-to, but most popular color is going to quickly become a custom color for us. Mm-hmm. We get a color such as navy blue or a dark blue. A couple years ago, maybe had one island. It became so popular, we just kind of have it as a standard now. We call it naval. Mm-hmm. There's other... like a pastel kind of blue-gray that we have. That became so popular. But these all, what we do is we take our custom colors. If they're popular, we start just making them a standard color. Mm-hmm. And it really has, yes, there are still trends, and there are a lot of white perimeters to kitchens, but there's also a lot of color entering back into the picture.
Nice. And if somebody wants a custom color for their kitchen cabinets, is that going to create a problem when they talk to Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
It doesn't create a problem at all. It creates some expense. It's about $500 per kitchen, which is not very much in the grand scheme of
sure.
things. And we do need to make a couple of samples to approve because we want you to see that paint that we use to paint the cabinets on the door. So it takes about 2 more weeks to go to production. And we can match any Sherwin-Williams much quicker and less expensive.
Mm-hmm. You were mentioning, houses that might have walls that are out of plumb. And unfortunately, that's not just older houses. That can,
yes.
that's new construction too. And how does Jilco Kitchen and Bath, how do you adjust to that kind of a situation? Because sometimes if you're taking pre-manufactured cabinets, they're just not going to work in a space that has some walls that are out of plumb.
Right. Yeah. The challenge is with cabinetry, whether it's any number of styles of face frame, frameless, manufactured here or somewhere else. Cabinets just have to really be set level and plumb. So if you've got a house that you look at it from the street, it's kind of a trapezoid. That means that lots of the walls are kind of a trapezoid. So it's never correct to run cabinetry out of level. So you may run the upper cabinets completely level to the ceiling, and then when you go run the crown, it does become quite a debate on where a molding would follow the ceiling or not. But there's lots of workarounds, and we learn stuff every day how to make stuff look appealing. And also sometimes it just has to look charming, mm-hmm. and you have to be acceptable of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes just it doesn't matter if it works out exactly with the measurements, but it's what your eye, you look at it and you determine if your eye looks like it's level.
Right. The customer is going to be the one that wakes up in the morning and sees it every day. So it's some of the stuff is not cut and dry, some stuff has to have a certain character that you have to be comfortable with, and mm-hmm. and we think we're pretty good at accommodating that.
That's the art part of the business, right?
Right.
Of the art and science. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
They can look us up on Facebook, Jilco Kitchen and Bath, or our website is www.jilcokitchenandbath.com, or our showroom is at 2300 Clements Ferry. That is only 2 miles from 526 on the left. And we're open Monday through Friday.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Thanks so much, Brian.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Richard, take a moment and tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
Well, I'm owner of Just Additions and Remodeling. We're based out of Mount Pleasant. We do everything from kitchen and bathroom remodeling, whole house renovation, screen porches, decks. Basically, you name it. We're not a handyman company, so we don't really, do the small things, repairs, and if you got a rotted fascia or stairway outside or something, mm-hmm. we're really not your company for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking of remodeling, if you're thinking of doing that kitchen, bathroom, we do a bang up job for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, finding the right general contractor to hire, whether it's new construction or remodeling, is really, really important. And you don't want to find someone who's just going to agree to everything and because they want the job. You want the right remodeling contractor if you're fixing up your own home. And what should people look for when hiring a remodeling contractor like Just Additions and Remodeling?
They should just check your references. We supply a page of recent references to people. They can call and talk to these people, see how we handled the job. They can ask people if they can, see the work. And most of my customers would invite people to come in and see the final product. Of course, the insurance, the bonding, the licenses, that's all important too. And, mm-hmm. And it's, people got to do their due diligence to hire the right people and not be really wrapped up with price, because
mm-hmm.
that's usually what gets them into trouble.
What's the biggest difference that you're seeing now in Charleston in terms of people remodeling their homes versus maybe 8-10 years ago when things were booming in Charleston again right before the recession?
Well, the big difference now, we're booming again, but the biggest difference is that that I found the large projects that we're doing, the people are doing the projects for themselves. The mindset back before the recession was everybody was putting money into their house because they knew they could flip it and double their money. That's the way things were going. And nobody had a mindset of losing money. It was just, spend, 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 we're going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen. Now, the projects that are going on, we're doing some of the largest projects we've ever done. In fact, I'm doing one on Folly Beach. That's the biggest project I ever sold since I've been in business.
Hmm.
21 years. And it seems like the bigger the projects, the people are paying cash too. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not, not home financing, not home equity loans. They're putting their money right back into the house and enjoying life. I mean, they're going to live out their life in this house, and they want it the way they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's people that are making changes to their home for themselves, there rather than I'm gonna try to buy a house and do some surface remodeling and then be able to flip it and make $100,000 or something.
I mean, there's still some of that, but they're going at it modestly. I mean, they're not overdoing it.
Right.
I mean, there's still some of that, but the big thing now is people are not, their mindset isn't making a killing and flipping their house.
Right.
I just don't see that right now.
They're looking for quality building materials, mm-hmm. I would imagine, and quality craftsmanship. And it's because they love where they live and they want to just make
exactly.
it better.
That's the key thing. They love where they live and they just want to stay there and really have a nice, nice place.
Talk about that you mentioned that you've got some of the largest projects that Just Additions and Remodeling has ever been involved with. You mentioned the Folly Beach project. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we just started this project actually a couple months ago. It's probably going to be into July by the time we get it done. It's a house on the water. It's a total house renovation. It's an elevated house. It was a total gut. We're doing it over inside, putting two additions off the back, a massive deck, and actually a lap pool. We're putting a lap pool in the deck on the back.
Hmm.
It's very unique. It's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a nice project.
Nice, very nice. And that actually leads to my next question. Are there particular parts of town that just additions and remodeling does work in, or will you go where the project is?
We go where the project is. I mean, we work the Tri-County area. Of course, the busier you are, you kind of keep a closer net, you know. That's the beauty of being busy. You don't have to take the work that's far distance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as work gets thinner, we go out further. We go where the work is.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's so much work here, we don't have to go far, you know.
Are you, what do you do when you talk to a potential customer about when you can get started on their project? Because they want their project started on Monday, and can it possibly be finished by Friday?
No, it's a different world we live in right now. In fact, most of the towns, Mount Pleasant in particular, it takes upwards of 8 weeks to get a permit. So even if you pull the trigger today, it's going to be 8 weeks before you get the permit for that job. So it's going to be that far out. Most jobs.
Richard, when it comes to a remodel project, you know, there's always the thing that I've always heard, well, we never know until we get into the walls, you know, until we really know what we're up against. How do you help a homeowner, I guess, be aware of some of the surprises that can come up with a remodel project?
I try to be upfront with everybody. You know, we're not magicians, we can't see through walls, but still, I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I pretty much know what I'm in for. I've done work in just about every style house. I mean, I pretty much know what to expect, but still, there's always surprises like rot, mold, stuff you don't know that's there until you rip out a wall. But sometimes there are pipes where you don't expect pipes to be. There is wiring where you don't expect wiring to be. Those things, sometimes they can run into extra cost to move. You know, sometimes it's not a big deal, but when it does happen, we tell the customer. If it's an extra charge, we tell them up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Do you tell them in advance of that they should have a certain dollar amount kind of set aside for some of these surprises?
I do. Actually, my contract has a little clause in there that says, you know, they should have 10 to 15% you know, expected for contingencies, things mm-hmm. that may come up, you know.
Gotcha. Does just additions and remodelings, do you folks have your own crews, your own subs, or do you have certain subcontractors that you've been working with for a long time and they're very loyal to just additions and remodeling?
We have our own carpenters. I have three full-time employees, and we do sub out. You know, I have framers, electricians, plumbers, drywall guys.
Mm-hmm.
These are all subcontractors. But we do all the interior finish. We do the tile work, we do the flooring, we do the kitchen, the cabinet installations, all the stuff that the fine stuff that really matters, we do with our own people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you recommend to a homeowner that they move out of the house during the remodel, or do you have people who try to you know, stay and work it out?
It's funny you ask me that. Well, this particular job I talked about in Folly, obviously they're out. It's a total gut. We've done some pretty big remodel jobs where people have stayed. And halfway through the job, I pull my hair out of my head and I say, why, you know, I should have told them they had to move out while we do this, because it really slows the job down.
Yeah.
And it's not good on either part, because then the people get kind of upset with us because job's taking longer. And then, you know, obviously we're not too happy because the job's taking longer and the guys just aren't as productive when you got to move around, you know, people living.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Yeah. It's, we've always referred to those people who try to stick it out as dust eaters.
Yeah.
Because you're all, there's just something about construction debris, construction dust. Well, the other thing is, you know, if your crew, if your guys and your crew know that, you know, that they can kind of leave their stuff there and pick it up the next day versus having to clean everything up and put everything away because, you know, that family is going to be, you know, using that space later. That also cuts down on the efficiency and the productivity.
Yeah, exactly. It, it adds a lot of time because half of remodeling is cleaning.
Mm.
You know, it's not like new construction where you can just build and make a pile and, you know, throw this junk out the window and let it pile up. Remodeling, especially when people living in a house, you gotta knock off early. You know, stop the work. You know, maybe an hour, half an hour to an hour early every day, and get out the brooms, get out the vacuums, and just clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nature of the business.
Right. You know? Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you've been doing this for 40 years, and that is very, very impressive. And if there's anything I could recommend to people is that, you know, do your homework. Definitely don't just, jump on board with the first person you talk to. Look at their work, call their references, and that says a lot about about just additions and remodeling, that you're happy to hand them over your licensing and your insurance and a list of references, people that you've and are these just the last few jobs, or are you kind of cherry picking your happiest customers?
No, I put in my latest jobs. I update my referral list quarterly, so you know the latest jobs go on my list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not jobs from 5-6 years ago. You know, a couple of good ones. You know what I mean? So, just so people know, we're constantly doing good work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, again, that speaks volumes about just additions and remodeling, because usually at the beginning of a construction job, you're best friends with the contractor, and you want to put your arm around him, and just you're so excited, and then by the end, you want to wring their neck. But if you've got such happy customers that you just got done with 6 months ago or you know 9 months ago, 12 months ago, that they're happy enough to be a referral for you, then that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That says a lot about you. Yeah. How can folks get in touch with Just Additions and Remodeling?
Well, they can visit our website, which is justadditions.com. It's a beautiful website with our portfolio on there and information. You can fill out a card right online, and we'll get right back to you immediately. Or they can give me a call, 843-860-3654.
And what's that number again?
843-860-3654.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Oh, doing good, Tim. How about you?
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a company that my wife and I started. It's been several years now. It's been over 12 years. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe. Time flies.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're a small business. We work in the Tri-County area. I'm out of the military. I was in the Air Force. I served on the Air Force. I was also served as a highway patrol locally.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to believe. That's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to get older. But it's something that we've been doing. I enjoy serving customers with their garage door needs.
Mm-hmm. So, All About Garage Doors, you folks have been around for over 12 years, is that right?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, it's over 12 years.
Okay. And you know, a question I have is, you know, why would someone go to an independent company like All About Garage Doors versus maybe going to a big box store or someplace that you know, that might sell like a national brand of a garage door?
Of course, it's a small guy. And, you know, sometimes that can be a good thing and that can be a bad thing. I think that we're, over the years, we've been in business for 12 years, that we've grown enough that we're able to service more customers and give them more options, but yet stayed small enough. Mm-hmm. Stayed small enough that we're able to, you know, give attention to details to the individual customer. A lot of times, if you go to like a big box store, their prices are really not better than ours. I mean, I've been very surprised. I mean, we just had a customer that came to us. They had bought the door and had us install it, and they said, well, let's just get a price from y'all. What would you have charged us? Of course, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make them feel bad. Right. But if they would have had a better product from us with better warranty, better wind load, everything, if they just went ahead and knew about us. Mm-hmm. But that was something that we're trying to get out and do radio shows like this, you know, get out there and let people know about all about garage doors.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What are you seeing in terms of trends or what homeowners are asking for garage doors?
We have a new product that's out. It's called Accent Wood Tones, and it seems to be pretty popular with customers. It gives the customer the option of having that wood look, but yet they don't have the maintenance of the wood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here in Charleston, we have that carriage-style look, and so a lot of people are looking for that more authentic look. Of course, they don't want to pay, you know, the outrageous prices on those things sometimes. So Accent models that are made by CHI Overhead Doors, which is a distributor we carry, have solved that problem for a lot of the customers. It gives them an affordable option if they're looking for that wood look, but they don't want all the maintenance and the cost that's associated.
It's made out of like a composite material?
Well, some of it is. Some are steel. Some are actually steel doors that have a powder coat paint to look like it's real wood.
Right.
And CHI has done a very good job at doing that. A lot of, if you look at wood, it has different tones. You have darks and you have lights, and a lot of times when you get to a faux door, a lot of customers are concerned that it's going to look fake or something. Mm-hmm. But every time I show a customer a door compared to a wooden door, they can't pick out the difference.
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants a wooden garage door to, you know, that looks like one of the old-fashioned carriage doors downtown. You can All About Garage Doors can sell them one of those, though, right?
Correct. Yes. I mean, we got a new color that came out, a driftwood. They come in mahogany, light oak, dark oak, cedar. You know, also they can come in the white colors if people like the white and different, you know, almonds and different like that. It does very well contrast against the brick downtown also. Mm-hmm. Something about those warm wood colors against a brick. It really brings out, makes a house pop. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people may like the idea of having that custom wood carriage garage door look on for their garage door, but no one wants the maintenance, right?
No.
And there is maintenance involved with a wood garage door. So if you can get a garage door that has that same look, that same appearance, and it doesn't look fake, but it's a low maintenance garage door. That's kind of a no brainer.
Yes, and it's usually about 30% the cost too of the wood. So yes, it is. And then also we can wind load them for the wind loads that are in this area. So it's a win-win for everybody.
What does that mean when you say wind load?
Here in South Carolina, if everybody's familiar with, they probably have, they've been down here for a little while, is we do get a hurricane every once in a while or something that comes along that threatens us. All our doors are wind loaded to 130 miles an hour. That's something that no matter where you're at, that is the maximum in this area, but that's what we use for our maximum wind load. And then that says that it's going to be able to withstand winds up to 130 miles an hour consistently.
if someone has an existing garage door, it may or may not have the struts inside the your garage on the garage door that make it stand up to hurricane force winds. Correct. What do those
correct.
Look like? Those struts.
Well, usually they're metal, and they go across the back, and they run horizontal with it. And believe it or not, I mean, a lot of doors maybe 10 years ago really weren't requiring what they're requiring now. So it is surprising that we do see some doors that are 10 years old that aren't wind-loaded. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that somebody has a concern about, they can call us, and we'll come out. We can possibly retrofit it to be wind loaded, or depends on how well shaped. If they want a different design garage door, we can also do that and make sure it is wind loaded.
Is that expensive to retrofit the struts so that the load the
not anymore. It used to be more so a few years ago, but it's gotten to where the price has come down with mm-hmm. it because it's more standard. I remember, like I said, I've been in business for 12 years. I remember, you know, 8 years ago, the cost was a lot more than what it was. And it's come down, so it makes it more sense for the homeowner.
And typically, your garage is your biggest opening in your house. You know, you think of your front door, your back door, the windows, those are openings. But the garage door is your biggest opening. And if during a you know, a hurricane or a tropical storm, if your garage door fails because you don't have those wind load struts installed, you're going to get all that wind that's going to come in. It's going to create that upward pressure on your house, and it's going to cause more damage than if you just spent a few hundred dollars to retrofit your existing garage doors to make them wind load compliant.
Yes, you're exactly right, Tim.
Well, how can folks get more information about garage doors?
They can, of course, they can go on y'all's website or pick up one of y'all's magazines at a location. Also, they can visit our website at aagdcharleston.com, or they can give us a phone call. We'd love to talk to them. I'll go ahead and give you the phone number. It's 843-832-4304. Mm-hmm. So if anybody would like to call and talk to me, if they have a question about a garage door, give me a call.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Alan, take a moment. Tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders is a design build firm, meaning that I am the builder to build projects, but when there are remodeling jobs and other areas of building that need to have design considerations, I can handle that aspect. Also, when homeowners are trying to deal with allowances to pull paint colors and tile and lighting together, Coastal Design Builders provides that additional service, working with either Alan directly or an interior designer that works with Alan. So we're kind of one-stop building situation rather than having to go to several different sources to get a project mm-hmm. designed and done.
Gotcha. And Alan, in talk about your experience. How long have you been building houses?
30 years, Tim.
30 years, okay.
Yeah, I started a long time ago, and started where I was able to build quite a few basement homes, which I know in the Lowcountry are few and far between. But between a basement, a lot of crawl spaces, and then in the last, since 06, being here, raised flood zone houses and the design with that, and seeing the newest code, 2015, how that's affecting current safety and code changes that are benefiting. Well, actually, I'll just say it, that it's raising it to the 140 mile an hour rather than the 110 or 20 that it was before.
Talking about the wind load.
The wind loads that we have to build to that wind speed gust. And it just means more metal strapping, more engineering. Things that will keep a house together mm-hmm. with a strong storm.
And, Alan, in the past, Coastal Design Builders, you folks have taken on remodel projects as well as new construction, but you're focusing a little bit more on new construction these days, right?
Well, I am. If I were a very large custom home builder, and there are a couple of firms in the area that have a great reputation, they're set up to be able to do a lot of custom homes and do some remodeling. And I've just made a decision that I really enjoy custom homes, number one, and remodeling. But rather than smaller remodeling jobs, right now I'm looking for jobs that would be like a sunroom addition, a kitchen and maybe bathrooms, but where the value of those projects is about $80,000 or more. Mm-hmm. I'm just not doing smaller projects now.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Until the next recession, right? And then all those custom builders became remodeling contractors.
Well, and I can tell you that I was for 25 of the 30 years doing remodeling. So when the recession came, I was right on, and these guys had to pedal fast to catch up.
They had to make some big adjustments.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Well, it makes sense because the market here in Charleston is red hot, and lots and lots and lots of people are interested in building a new home or making changes and improvements to their homes, and you're just being honest. You're just leveling with homeowners, and instead of telling them maybe what they want to hear and not being able to fulfill it, you're just being honest and saying, hey, I can most definitely help you if you're looking to build a new house or if you're doing a whole house renovation, a high-end remodel project. Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders is your guy.
Well, there are a lot of companies that actually want to do just bathrooms and kitchens. They only do remodeling. They like the smaller jobs. They want to get in and out. They're geared up for that. So there is that niche. I just wanted to adapt mine to bigger projects. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell our listeners specifically how you at Coastal Design Builders would help a homeowner that is building a new construction house.
Well, I'm getting calls now almost every week where someone has just bought a lot or is looking at lots. And if they're looking at lots, I'll say, look, look at all you want. And when you think there's two or three, call me out. I won't charge you for this initial meeting, just to look at the lots, give you feedback on costs that could be involved, utilities that are there or not there, so that you get the right lot, because you can't design a house until you have bought a lot. And some people really don't know where to begin. And so one of the things that I like in helping homeowners is they call me and, well, we haven't built before, or maybe we did one house but not here. So what do I do? Do I start with an architect, with a builder? They have no idea. And so I spend quite a bit of time with, I'll say, educating, answering their questions, bringing up a lot of things that they need to know for buying a lot or for building. And I think the biggest, one of the things that's happening is there's still a holdover from recession where homeowners could just say, this is what I want done, and here's my budget, and you will stick to that. And now things are really changing because the new codes, the materials have gone up 15 to 17% in the last year alone. labor has gone up some. And so homeowners need to hear from builders what the realistic budget or price can be. And so before much in the way of time or money commitment, I can help them with understanding what those are so that they can get a good feel for what their budget can be or should be.
Well, and talk about the design-build aspect of coastal design builders and how that can benefit a homeowner.
Well, when I have that initial meeting, a lot of what I'm finding, Tim, is that people are hearing about design-build, meaning that a builder can arrange either directly or indirectly for having a custom home designed to their specifications and what they like, but it can be done fairly quickly at a pretty reasonable budget. I've had homeowners call me saying, well, you know, we went to an architectural firm and thought they were great, reputation was great, but we want our budget's $500,000, and they wanted like $30,000 for the plans, and they said we don't have that in our budget. So what do we do? And so they were talking. Several people have talked with their friends and said, well, there are design builders that aren't interested in making money on the design side, but just in the building side. So this phrase "design build" has become a whole new venue for builders, because it's actually homeowners are calling up saying, do you do design build? That's what I want. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think probably the best thing about a design build company like Coastal Design Builders is the right hand knows what the left hand is doing, and sometimes an architect might design certain aspects of the house a certain way, and there's lots of different ways to maybe build that part of the house. The architect has specified one way, but there might be a less expensive way to do it that doesn't compromise the aesthetics of the house or the functionality or performance of the house.
That's true. And also if you've been meeting as a builder, meeting with the homeowners from the beginning, you've heard all of their questions, answered them, you know what, and you have notes on it, then when you're actually finishing the design and doing the building, you're not going to be missing those prior conversations. An architect doing the work will answer them through his design, but then he turns over the plans to the homeowner and the builder, and they're probably buildable, but again, they may or may not be meeting the budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Design Builders?
Well, calling me directly at 843-300-9383 is a good start. I have a website with a lot of good information and a gallery of pictures on it, which is www.coastaldesignbuilders.com. Mm-hmm. So those are probably two good ways.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.